This is Bulls Beat on Bulls Unlimited. Bulls Beat is your stop for exclusive interviews, highlights, and the very latest on all sports at the University of South Florida. With today's show, here's your host, Derek Sharp.
And on this Monday program, we'll take you through some of the highlights of the spring game. Not a lot of offensive highlights, but that's okay. Some of the geared up towards defensive rules, like you touch the quarterback and it's a sack, helped out the D, but Jalen Shuler really stood out. You'll hear what his coach, Alex Golish, had to say about him and about the whole experience. It was a fantastic and perfect weather day for the spring game. Sold out crowd of more than 5,000. Enjoyed not just the action on the field, but everything about it. We'll give you some of Coach Golish here and just tell you that the best way to really soak in the atmosphere of what was that whole game is to listen to it get replayed, as we'll do throughout the day on Monday, along with the softball action from this weekend, the two wins anyway, that we got to broadcast for you Saturday and Sunday. A big series victory. We'll give you all the key highlights coming up here shortly on this program. Baseball lost its first two games and had to really scrape to get the win on Sunday, but if you look at the standings through 4 weeks of conference play, Bulls are in a pretty good spot. We'll give you the conference outlook, including a recap of all the weekend action. Track and field as well. Didn't send its whole team, in fact, just a few individuals to Gainesville, but got some great marks. We'll run those down for you. We'll also let you know what's happening with golf this week. As you're hearing this, the Women's Golf AAC Tournament is underway in Brooksville, where the women's golf team is playing for a championship. They're not worried about making the NCAA tournament like they were at this time last year. Last year, Erica Brennan's team was trying to make sure they finished in the right spot and had to sweat it out. Not going to be the issue this season, and that's a good thing. The tennis conference championships are later this week. We'll give you a little bit of an idea on that as well. As I said, fantastic turnout at the Corbett Soccer Stadium for the spring game. The quarterbacks got to draft the team, so you had the green quarterback, Byron Brown, and the white team quarterback, Bryce Archie, doing their thing. Brown, as it turns out, only played in a couple of series in this game. Izzy Carter took the majority of the snaps. 12 for 23, 123 yards and a touchdown, which you're going to hear the call of here in a second. Bryce Archie, 5 for 14, 56 yards. Not a lot of offensive stats, although it was interesting to see some of the names. Kashawn Singleton was the top receiver for the Green squad. He is a freshman out of Georgia who did not play last year. Had four grabs for 42 yards. Sean Atkins only caught one, you know, after setting the school record for receptions with 92. You figured, let's give everybody else a chance, and the quarterbacks fit under that category as well. Gunnar Greenwald, though, did grab three for 49 yards, one of the few healthy tight ends for the team. That was another thing that you're going to hear the coach mention. The health of the team is really the primary focus here. When you're going into a spring game, you're not pushing anybody that might have anything of a ding. In fact, unfortunately, one of the running backs that we're looking forward to seeing, K'Wan Powell, got injured early in the game, and they had to bring the cart out for that, something you never want to see. But one thing Sean Atkins can do, as we all know, is throw the ball, and that's how the first score came about. Actually, Naeem Simmons fumbled the ball. It was recovered by Jacquez Williams. And Jim Lauk and Sam Barrington took it from there.
So a first down, they're going to place this on the 16-yard line. And the best scoring opportunity of the day so far for the white team as they will take over after the green team turnover. Bryce Archie will be the quarterback. Kelly Joyner, who will wear number 8 this year, will be the running back. Joyner has had a great camp. And the Bulls very excited about him being healthy going into this season. From the 16, Porter in motion, flared out to the left, caught by Atkins. He's going to throw, touchdown, Kelly Joyner. Atkins with the touchdown pass, the double pass, 16 yards. It goes Archie, Atkins, Joyner for the first score of the day.
Now, Jim, there's so many plays that you can draw up in this game, but I've never seen that type of play, right? Where the running back, he kind of delayed out of the backfield. They threw Sean Atkins the ball in the flat and allowed the running back just to see through the middle. And as a linebacker, once he delays, you're taking your eyes off of him, especially when the ball goes outside. And they were able to just pop it right behind his back.
Boy, those guys did a great job. You could tell they enjoyed it. Joey Johnston as well as BJ Daniels on the sideline. It was good getting his take on the whole, if you get touched, if you're a quarterback, you're down. Obviously, BJ thought that was a little bit of a harsh rule for the spring. And again, it kind of helped to the tune of 22 TFLs in the game and technically 7 sacks turned in by the white team. Jalen Shuler, a standout, you'll hear from his head coach on his performance in just a little bit. We'll give you the other touchdown, and we mentioned Izzy Carter getting plenty of time.
It is 2nd down and 6 from the white team 34, and Carter's loading up again. Throws it long, got a man, sliding catch, touchdown, green team. Carter to Christian Helms, the senior out of Sefner. 32 yards on the play, and the green team is on the board for the first time today.
At first, I thought that ball was going into dangerous territory because you had Logan Berryhill, you know, sitting right just inside the hash. And I think had he broke on the ball with a little more urgency, he probably could have taken that ball out of the air. But either way, I mean, it's good to finally see the offense having a little more success because the defense has been the powerhouse today.
And that was it for the scoring. 10-7 was the final score. If you want to hear, again, the whole game get replayed, we got it for you. Interviews with Michael Kelly, Raya Law, who was fired up. She's ready for the on-campus stadium to be open now, but Saturday gave you sort of that Saturday on-campus football vibe. It was also great to hear Amir Abdur-Rahim echo what he said on social media. I know a lot of people agreed with me. They needed to see what the coach said, which was, relax, everybody. Yes, we've lost some people to the transfer portal. Nothing but love for them, and Jim Lauk saw it as well.
Coach, I thought you had a great message to Bulls fans. Players moving around, it is the way of college athletics. Be thankful for the guys that were here and move forward.
As we say all the time in our program, it's not about what happens, but how you respond. And so our response to, you know, the three guys that chose, they felt like they needed something else. Hey, we wish them the best. We won a championship with them, right? They helped us win a championship. But we're gonna wish them the best, but we're gonna focus on what's in front of us. We're gonna focus on going forward. And man, I'm excited about this group. Kobe Knox, Jaden Reed, Brandon Stroud, Kaysen Jennings, Daniel Tobaloba, Corey Walker Jr., those guys being on campus. And then now, you know, we just had Jamil Reynolds transfer from Cincinnati. He just finished his official visit, and he's signed. He's coming. And we'll fill this roster out the right way and be right back where we want to be.
Hinted strongly that some more Bulls are coming in, but specifically the players, Chris Youngblood, Selton Miguel, and Kaysen Pryor, all very thankful to Amir and what happened here. Kaysen's actually entering his name in the NBA draft, but again, we're replaying the full spring game, all the action, and all the interviews throughout, well, the early part of the week for sure. Here is head coach Alex Golish, overall thoughts on the afternoon.
Really, really just want to thank our fans. There was over 5,000 people in there. It was sold out. That's really, really cool. That was really cool for our kids. It was really cool for the recruits we had here. It's really cool for our players' families. I think that's a really cool environment in there, with especially you bring the bleachers in. Really grateful to our facilities people, everybody that did that to put it on for our kids. I think it's super, super fun. It's the least work I've done in a spring game in 20 years. I thought it was a cool opportunity for LD and James to take the reins and really be in charge of it. I think probably puts it in perspective, probably very similar to the moments I've had in year one of, man, like, didn't think about that, or, man, I was ready for that moment. So it was good for those guys. It was good for some other guys to call the offense and the defense today. And I thought overall productive, you know, just in general, really productive spring. We're a lot deeper than we've ever been. We're certainly a lot more competitive than we've ever been. I think we've got a long way to go, as would probably every coach say in the country, but I genuinely think we've got a recipe to have a foundation for a good football team. I think what happens here in the next 3 months will determine what the outcome is at the end of it. We've got to go right back to work and get bigger, stronger, faster. We've got to finish on the recruiting trail here, and we've got to put together a group that right now is really confident on both sides of the ball. We've got to continue to push that and earn real confidence by the time we get to the end of August. But I'm really proud of our guys. I really am. I just told Joey out there, man, what a difference a year makes in terms of what it looks like, what it feels like, the competitiveness, just all of it. And like I said, we've got a long way to go, but I'm really proud of where we are right now.
More from the coach on Byron Brown being what it seemed like was on a pitch count.
When you haven't played a ton in front of a crowd, as the rest of that room really hasn't done, that's what you want. You want coaches off the field. You want a crowd. You want a band. You want some distraction, and you want to allow guys to go play, manage a game, and make plays. Byron's done that. He's done it for now 15 games. It was really good to get those other guys an opportunity, and they've certainly earned it in terms of Bryce and Izzy and Sell. Those guys have earned the opportunity to continue to compete, and so it was good. It was solid, but I don't know about a pitch count, but just get the game going, and then let Iz on his side take a lot of the reps.
Come to think of it, pitch count's probably the better phrase to use for Bryce Archie, who was not with baseball this weekend. We'll tell you how they did against Tulane in our second segment, along with some thrilling highlights from the weekend in softball. We will focus more on the baseball team as well as everything else that's happening. But a couple more from Coach Golich here on Bulls Beat. First of all, we said Jalen Schuler with the 12 tackles. What has he seen in him? And it allows him to start to talk about the development of the whole team between year one and year two. And then an injury rundown and overall health outlook of the team as the spring has concluded from a football perspective.
Shu, the big challenge was to grow in every aspect of his life. He played so much football last year, and it was like there's a couple of guys like that got thrown into the fire and for the first time. And it was kind of like hold on to your you-know-what with like just new. You know, he was that way. Jalen Stokes was that way. In a lot of ways, Sean Atkins was that way. Byron, like, they needed a real offseason. You know, last year we got here, there was such a long figure out who's who. Can I trust them? Can I not? Like, the buy-in in the weight room for a kid like Shu, really the whole team, but Shu, the buy-in in the weight room, the buy-in from a nutrition side, the buy-in to the second year of the system and learning from your mistakes. And so I would say everybody that came back, that's back, has taken a monumental step. Just like that 8 weeks from when we got back, like you think about it, and not to go long here, but when we got here, when we started week one a year ago of winter, they had been off for virtually 2 months. And this year, through bowl practice, that's one huge advantage to playing in a bowl game is you're able to feed them, you're able to train them, you're continuing practice. And so we played on December 21st. We were back here January 7th. So there's a two-week off span, and then you're right back at it. There wasn't a huge drop-off. So the gains guys made throughout the season, or at least the guys that stayed the same in terms of gains, you were able to pick up right where they left. They never got out of shape, which is part of the reason we were able to stay relatively healthy this spring. And so a guy like Shu stands out as a guy that's put on weight, learned exactly what's going on, a year more confident, and so he's able to have success. I'm hoping that that's what it looks like across the board. Nobody concerning. We were really, really, really smart going into this game with, man, like guy's a little bit dinged up. Is it super smart to put him out here for a spring game? So we were really smart with guys in terms of if they were a little bit dinged, we held them, especially guys that have a bunch of banked reps and guys that have played a lot of football. Kaywan Powell got banged up today. We'll see where that is. Outside of that, there really is nobody long term. We had some postseason surgery guys that missed the majority of spring, but really, really optimistic. And really those guys, there's a couple of O linemen. Like Ben Knox has been as healthy as can be. We've been really smart with him. But the entire goal, and this is from Gio and the strength staff, the entire goal has been to get to summer week one at literally 100% healthy as a team and be able to go an eight-week stretch where we can get really big, really strong, really fast, and be able to attack August.
August, as I like to say, it'll be here before you know it. But until then, we've got plenty more, and again, we'll replay that whole broadcast with the whole crew throughout the course of Monday, and we'll mix it in with replays of Saturday and Sunday softball. After the softball team lost its opener, they flipped it around completely with plenty of dramatic moments, a lot of Bell Sarge pitching and Kathy Garcia Soto catching and diving. You're going to hear my calls of those amazing plays. And Derek Brooks' daughter, Dania, had a pretty big week. I think two of those names I just mentioned at least are headed for major conference honors after what the Bulls did. Baseball lost the first two in New Orleans, had to go extras to win Sunday. We'll give you those details. Track and field, how it performed over the weekend. Golf and tennis as well. Stay tuned for more of Bulls Beat.